With Honolulu and U.S. military might as a backdrop, U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel has been doing his best to sell his vision of America's role as a Pacific power. It's all part of a plan to increase cooperation on humanitarian assistance and disaster relief.
This gathering was an important milestone in America's growing engagement with the ASEAN nations. This trip and the ASEAN-U.S. Forum shows America's rebalance to Asia-Pacific remains a critical part of our national security strategy.
For now, the focus is on humanitarian assistance and disaster relief, where the U.S. has contributed ships, planes, and other technology to help search for missing Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 and helped with recovery efforts in the Philippines after Typhoon Haiyan, delivering food, water, medicine, and blankets to devastated parts of the coastline. From Hawaii, Hagel heads to Japan, home to about 20,000 U.S. Marines and America's largest overseas airfields, for talks on Washington's evolving partnership with Japan's defense forces. There, the focus will likely shift to North Korea, where leader Kim Jong-un has been rallying troops and rattling regional nerves. This week, Pyongyang tested missiles and launched artillery rounds into South Korean waters, something the U.S. Defense Secretary has promised to bring up when he meets with Chinese officials in Beijing. And then there's the question of the Asian pivot's impact on China, which is growing its military and making ever bolder territorial claims. Patrick Cronin at the Center for a New American Security.
From the Chinese perspective, unfortunately, everything that anybody does on its periphery is seen as against China.
Hagel says Chinese fears are overblown.
We are competitors. We disagree in areas. But we're certainly not enemies. We're doing a lot of things together where we can find some common interests.
But China's likely to remain suspicious. James Hardy with IHS Jane's Defense Weekly via Skype.
That's the million-dollar question. Is it about containment, or is that a very kind of a Cold War idea? Does China need containing in the same way that the Soviet Union needed containing? Probably not, is the general answer.
But with regional stability a key to the global economy, U.S. defense officials say there's no choice but to rebalance military resources and capabilities to the region. Jeff Selden, VOA News, the Pentagon.